Please join me as I welcome today our celebrity on that TV. Please, let's welcome Shindara. Hello, Shindara.
Hello, Pastor.
Okay, can you hear her? Please, can we adjust all the microphones? Okay, we're getting some echo. I don't know where that is coming from. Can you all hear us? Okay, and those online, you are very welcome. Can you hear us also? Yes, I can see Deebs. Are they? Can't? Did you say, can't hear Shindara? No sound, please. Still no sound on the video. Did they hear the video at home? Not at all. Sorry if you couldn't hear the sound, and then I'm echoing. Thank you for the feedback you're giving us online, those online. Can we get rid of the sound, the video? All right, I'll just refer those of us online. If they can send the link and put the link on the comment section, it's the link from the crossover service we had in December when we were crossing into 2021. That was the video, and it was the last few hours of 2020, and then we were just rounding up the 12th day of our annual retreat. And on that 12th day, we had some people come up, and one of them was lovely Shindara here. To share with us the things they had learned in the course of the 12-day retreat. And by the way, let me say up front, we've started retreating, and by retreat, we just wait on the Lord, we pray, we hear God. But then specifically for the past odd 18 years in the life of the church, a local fellowship here in Liverpool, we have been spending the 20th to the 31st of December every year, last 12 days, to wait to hear what God will show us and tell us about the following year to come. And I still remember very well, I think you were born on the 20-something of December?
The 20th.
The 20th of December, what year was that?
2009.
I still remember that first day of the retreat, 2009, when Shindara was born. We just had the retreat that day, and I think we got the news that your mom put to bed 2009. So she was a retreat baby. The dad retreated, the mom retreated, and here's Shindara. Glory be to God. 20th of December.
Yes.
So we always celebrate you the first day of every retreat. Okay, so on that video, that was you discussing what you learned on the fourth day of the retreat. Can you remember what you learned that fourth day? By the way, this is unscripted. I told Shindara we are just going to... All right, that's okay. Sorry, those online, you won't see us again, but you will probably still be hearing me. Please, can you still hear me online? The people here can see me. They can hear me. I think we just had a little minor infraction, if there's anything like that, on the camera. Okay, you'll soon see us. Am I back? Okay, did we switch to the second camera? Oh, that was smart. Thank you, James. Okay, all right. So that was day number four. Can you remember what you learned on that fourth day?
I learned that if you have a talent, then you should use it and not be shy to use it and use it to bless others instead of keeping it to yourself.
Please, can you hear her? I mean in the studio, not the people behind the console. Please, can you hear in the studio?
Yes.
Loud and clear?
Yes.
No? Still a little bit low. Okay, can you give her a microphone, a proper microphone then? Just get a proper microphone. If we can do that quickly, please. So that you can quickly repeat what you said. So on the fourth day of the retreat, she learned about... Can you repeat that again?
I learned that when I know that I have a talent, I should use it to bless others instead of keeping it to myself.
Okay, if you have a talent, you should use it to bless others rather than keeping it to yourself. And then you discovered you had a talent. What talent was that? And I remembered on that fourth day of the retreat, we were taught about the servant that hid his talent. So there were three servants, and one of them hid the talent, and the master called that servant wicked, that he had a wicked heart. Okay, so you learned that you shouldn't hide your talent. So what talents did you now discover you had?
I discovered I had a leadership talent, a teaching talent, and a maths talent.
Okay, leadership, teaching, and maths. Okay, and then I think I heard on that video that you said you are the head girl of your school. That's your former school?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. As at then, you were transiting from year 6 in primary to year 7 in secondary. Is that correct?
Yes, Pastor.
So you are the head girl of your primary school?
Yes.
I think this is a good place to clap, please. How many of you are head boys or... Why are you... I'm wondering if that was a transferred anointing. Where's your mom? Mommy, were you head girl of your school? She said yes. Please celebrate her. Unbelievable. Wow. Did you know that?
Yes, Pastor.
You knew your mom was head girl of her school?
Yes, Pastor.
I'm not going to ask you about your dad. Where is he? He was head coach. No, your dad plays defense when we are playing football. He was head defender. Wow. That is serious. And, you know, that's just reminding me of some of the things we've been learning about God speaking to us even through our parents. The journey our parents started, whether we like it or not, affects us. So, okay, that's good. So, leadership skills, teaching, and then you were good in maths. And then, so what did you decide to do?
So,
I remembered we were challenged that there's one thing everybody should decide. There's one thing you want to do with God and for God in 2021. So we were transiting into the new year. And then what did you decide to do?
I decided to help my lesson teacher with his new set of 11 plus students.
Okay. At that time, you just finished some lessons in maths. Okay.
Yes.
So you had a lesson teacher.
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. So you now decided, how old were you then?
11 years old.
Okay, 11. You just turned 11, I remembered, on the 20th. Okay. So you decided at 11 years of age that you will help the students coming behind you.
Yes.
Who are going to sit for the same exam. Did you write? You had written the exam then?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, because I heard it, Wirral Girls. Is it Wirral? What's that school?
Wirral Girls and Blue Coat.
And Blue Coat. And you had passed both of them.
Yes, Pastor.
And I think your mom sent me a picture. This September, you were wearing Blue Coat.
Yes.
So you went to Blue Coat. Is that correct?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. All right. So you decided leadership, teaching, maths, you want to use your talent to help those coming right behind you. Why did you do that?
It was because I got inspired by the message on day 4. And I didn't want to be called a wicked servant by God.
Wow.
So I decided to use my talents to help others.
You heard a message during the retreat, and you decided you are not just going to be a hearer, but you will do what you heard. Excuse me, please, let's celebrate Shindara, please. The Bible says we should not be hearers only. You know, I see that as a serious challenge, Shindara. You challenged me. Now, listen to this. You said in that video you would do it. Your mom contacted the lesson teacher that you would do it. Okay? You said it on that video. So the question now is, did you do it?
Yes, Pastor.
You did it. When did you start it?
I started it in January this year.
January this year. And that was the one thing you said you will do with God and for God, to the glory of God, this year.
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, can you share your experience and what sort of students were you working with?
So I was working with students from all different backgrounds. So there were some Muslims there. There were some people from Ghana, some people from China. So people from everywhere, well, lots of places around the world. So I'd wake up early in the morning around 6 a.m.
Right.
Because they had sessions that started at 7 o'clock in the morning and ended at 8 o'clock.
So you will wake up at 6 a.m. and the first class is at 7. But you will get up 1 hour before. Okay,
yes.
Go on.
So I would do my devotion on the Bible app. I'll get things ready for the lesson, like tests and answers. And then I would do the lesson with them. So do a test or maybe go through some corrections from the previous day.
So you are 11 and the students you were helping, assisting your lesson teacher, were how old?
10 and 9 years old.
So you were 11 teaching 10 and 9 year olds.
Yes.
With a talent you believe God gave you.
Yes, Pastor.
Children from different backgrounds. By the way, is there any of them from this background? From this church background?
Yes,
if you
Pastor.
Are Shindara's student, can you rise up so that we know what we are talking about? Look at that. Can the camera pick? Just show that to those at home. If we can. Amazing grace. You were Shindara's, is that true what Shindara just said? She was teaching you guys. Did you pass? You passed the exam. Did you pass the exam? Come on! Glory. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. I don't know what to say, Shindara. You heard the message. You decided you will do it. And you did it.
Yes, Pastor.
How do you feel doing it?
I feel happy because I was able to help people. And I can say that I did what I said I was going to do as my one thing with
this
God.
This year. You said it and you did it. And by the grace of God, you are even one of the first people who memorized the daily declarations. Look at that line. I create solutions and I solve people's problems on the earth. You have simply demonstrated to all of us, including myself, I am challenged. What would you like to say to everybody as just a word of advice to all of us?
If you have a talent and you know that you have it, then use it to bless others.
Wow. I think that is Bible. That is God. That is the message. Shindara, you have challenged all of us. And God Almighty bless you.
Amen.
God will sustain you.
Amen.
God will keep you.
Amen.
And there's another talent you said you wanted to. Now, by the way, all the videos you see, the Ara videos, who does all the editing?
Myself.
Ara does the dead. I'm sorry, Shindara does the editing of these videos you watch. Please clap. Don't. Oh, please, please, please. I don't want to say that there's envy in the house. No, there's no envy. No, the fruit of the Spirit is not envy. That's a work of the flesh. Please, let's just all take this to challenge ourselves. Some of us have not done what we said we will do. See, one of the things I've learned from the book of Ecclesiastes is it's better not to vow. A vow is, I will do this, and you say it before God, you say it before the angels of God, and then you don't do it. The Bible says it's better that you don't make that vow. So I just believe that this will steer us up. We still have how many days left this year? Even if you can't accomplish what you said you will do, kick start it. Make it happen. Start the process. And Shindara, do you know what your name means? The full name is Oluwa Shindara. Do you know what it means?
God has performed wonders.
No, not that God has. God is still performing wonders. And by the grace of God, there are still many wonders he will do in you and through you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please, let's celebrate Shindara. Thank you, Shindara. I'm not going to let you go like that. Can you please pray for me and pray for all of us, all right, while I just share what God has laid on my heart, okay? Are we ready?
Yes.
Please pray. Do you mind laying hands on me? Can someone please bring anointing oil? I need the Shindara's anointing. I was not the head anything in my school. You know, I know what I was like. But thank God today I'm the head pastor of this church. All right. Do you want to pray? Thank you, Shindara.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father Lord, we pray that as Pastor delivers the message that you've poured into him, we pray that everyone in this place and online will hear it and not just be hearers, but also doers of the word as well. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Shindara. Please, let's celebrate Shindara. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Once again, the children have been giving us feedback of the things they've been learning in the services, and we will take that at some point. But I just want to introduce just something laid on my heart today, just in line with what we've heard. And I pray that as we hear this, we will not be hearers only as Shindara has prayed, but we will hear so that we can do. Now, the word God gave us at the end of 2021, when we were, 2020, while we were crossing over into 2022, is manifesting the glory of God on the earth. Please note that it's not just manifesting the glory of God, but it's manifesting the glory of God on the earth. Now, where is that taken from? Now, let me read to us Isaiah and chapter 60. Isaiah and chapter 60. I will just read the first three verses, and come with me. I think the display you're going to see is probably the New King James Version, but I want to read this version to us. It's called the Expanded Bible Version. Now, why I love this version is because it does not only read the scripture, but it gives you the references and other scriptures that corroborates what the individual verses say. So the children, please, I hope you're noting, writing, listening, and I pray you all leave this place, every one of us, determined to do something. Remember, the year has not ended. There's a miracle. There's something you can do. There's a difference you can make in somebody's life. Listen. It is not about you. What Shindara has taught us and what she's done, can you see? It was not about her. It was about her manifesting the glory that God has given her. The glory of God upon her, within her, manifesting it, showcasing it, using what she has to bless somebody on this earth. And it cost her. She had to wake up 6 a.m. to prepare to teach other children at 7 a.m. And she did that selflessly. Do that before going to school. In the morning later on, she denied herself to bless somebody else. Trees don't bear fruit so that the tree can eat the fruit. Trees bear fruit so that others can enjoy the fruit. And I'm praying that the first instruction God gave to mankind said, be fruitful. I'm praying that we will all be fruitful and nothing will hinder us from being fruitful. But it comes at a price. And it's a selfless price. Which means selfless. You think less of yourself for the benefit of others. Isaiah chapter 60, it says, Jerusalem, arise. It says, get up, arise, and shine. Because your light has come, and the glory of the Lord shines on you. Look, behold, darkness now covers or will cover the earth. Deep darkness covers her people, the nations, but the Lord shines on you. And people see his glory, his manifest presence around upon you. Verse 3, nations will come to your light. Kings will come to the brightness of your sunrise or your radiance. The declarations we have been taking is not a Sunday declaration. It's a daily declaration. And by the grace of God, one of the things the children have come up with is a voice note, which we'll be sending to everyone. And if you don't get this voice note, please, you can contact me and text me. I'll send it to you. So that you can have the declaration on your device, on your phone. And then anywhere you are, you can play it and declare after. The children recorded their voice, and there was those echoing it so that you hear it, whether you're in the bathroom, whether you're driving, whether you're at work, whether you're in school, in the playground, your break time, or you wake up early in the morning. Usually at times when I'm going on my own prayer walk, I just play it, and I'm hearing it, and I'm declaring it. It is not just some cliche. It is not just something we are just doing for fun. We learn this from God. God spoke. God said, and it happened. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. What you hear, you remind yourself, you stir up yourself within, and then you can do. Imagine you saying every day, I create solutions and I solve people's problems. The glory and brilliance of the Lord is upon me. And people come to my light. People bring gold and silver to me because I create and I solve people's problems. If you are asking for people to bring gold and silver to you and you are not solving their problems, please, that is not God. The only way gold and silver can come to you and you are not solving any problems is by cheating. That can never be God. Please be challenged today. What problem can I solve? What solution can I create? And these children, they are challenging us. And I just love it. I just love their innocence, I'm telling you. And I pray that they will not lose their innocence. I pray that as we have caught them this young, they will not depart from the household of God all the days of their lives. And it's a challenge to some of us parents. Please, if you don't have somewhere to go, please don't hinder your children. Please. Don't stop your children from doing the things God has put inside them. Don't discourage them. Right? If you are not doing it, please don't stop the children. Let them become all God wants them to be. All right, so we see in that Isaiah chapter 60 that darkness will cover the earth. You don't need to go too far. In the past 1 year, this planet Earth has witnessed a season, a period of darkness. Real gross darkness. The pandemic, the lockdown last year, and there's a fury again of another variant and whatever it is that's plaguing the earth again. Nations are shutting their borders. Listen, I'm not a bearer of bad news. I'm just telling you what's happening in the world. It is real. People who were saying there was no virus, people were saying it's a lie, they are just coming up with figures and all that. Please check yourself. I'm sure you know someone that you know that you know, or you know someone that knows someone who has lost a loved one this past 1 year. People are saying people will die anyway. That's the reality. Something we must cause us to leave this earth. We're not all going to live forever. But look at the past 1 year. The earth has recorded so much darkness, so much deaths all across the global sphere. But let me tell us, it is in the midst of darkness that light can actually be seen. It is in the midst of darkness that light can actually shine. Listen, light does not run away from darkness. It is darkness that flees when light appears. Jesus said, "You are a child of light." Jesus said, "You are a light that is set upon a hill." Jesus said, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father that is in heaven." So if you see the lights of Shindara shining their light, it's not a time to be envious. It's not a time to say, "Is she the only one? Why is it only them?" It's a time for you to look inside yourself. What is the light you are covering that you have refused to shine? You don't have to be or do whatever they are doing. There is something unique on the inside of you that you can do. I am telling you something so unique. I look at our two sons, for example. You know, I look at our first son. I'm not advertising him. I don't like talking about my sons, not talking about my wife. I protect my family. I'm learning to do that. But you see, when I see something good, and I also recognize that as a parent, I've got to affirm what good I see my children. Our first son graduated last year, and of course, he graduated in the midst of the pandemic. And it was like in the industry where it was, this is it, shut down, and nothing was going to happen to people in that industry. By the way, even featured on BBC for the first time. I can send you the clip. My son was on TV. Yo, well done, Noah. He was interviewed on BBC, not to give him money. No, don't clap. I wish they gave him money. Are you getting me? But he was interviewed to talk about the problem they are having, the challenge they are going to face now because of the pandemic in his industry. That was the interview. No money came out of it. I can boast here, my son was on BBC. What came out of it? Nothing. Are you getting me? No money. He's still owing me backlog rent, by the way. Are you getting me? But this is where I'm going. A young man looked inwards. What can I do? And he decides to start making people happy, making people laugh, and all that. He opens a social media account, and then he posts something, and bang. I don't know how many, something million views. And then that's it, and that's it, and that's it. Before you knew it, organizations started contacting him. Brand this, that, do this for us, do that, do that, do that. Now, that's how far I can say. Are you getting me? I'm not saying more than that. But to the glory of God, I told him one day, see, what you have earned, let me just use X. How much is does somebody earn an hour? Minimum wage. Yes, an adult, like me. Okay, let's say £8 an hour. I'm a teacher, all right? I'm a professional teacher, qualified teacher. Usually, a qualified teacher can earn between 25, 30, and if you are very good with your art, you can shoot up to like £50 an hour. Please note that, an hour. This young man discovered what he could do. And what he earns in a minute, I don't earn it in an hour. Why? Because he decided to let his light shine. Now you can clap, but don't be envious. And don't come and meet me after the service. What I'm just saying, there is something you can do. No matter how insignificant. And the honest truth is, I don't even know. At times he will just show me some things he does. He said, do you get it? I said, I don't get it. No, I don't get it. So watch it again. I watch it again. I don't get it. But then I see those people who get it. Listen, I will share with us from next week some things that can hinder us from manifesting the glory of God in our lives. But I will do an intro today because I don't want to talk too much. I just want us to be challenged in this time that we are waiting to hear God to tell us, what is it God has told me I have not done? What is it that I've promised to do this year I have not done? And what is it concerning my life? What is it about next year? Because let me tell you, this time of the year, your life is important. If you are sitting down waiting for some apples to fall down from the tree so that you can discover the law of gravity, it's too late. Somebody has done that. But there's something on the inside of you that you can do to solve somebody's problem, to create solutions on the earth. So listen. And for those of us who might be going through adversity at this time and any form of challenge, listen, darkness is there for light to shine. Listen, light does not run away from darkness. It is darkness that disappears when light appears. So let your light shine. Arise and shine, because your light has come. And what? The glory of God is risen upon you. So let me just do a little intro, and then we will take it from there, if God permits, next week, of the things that can hinder us from manifesting the glory of God. Number one, don't ever forget this. When God told the first man he created and the woman, when he created them, he said this to them. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. And when he wiped off that generation and preserved Noah in Genesis chapter 9 and warned his family, starting all over again. And listen, let me tell you prophetically, we are in that Genesis chapter 9 moment in the timing of God. I'm telling you prophetically according to the books. I'm giving you a prophecy according to the books. I will explain more on that maybe when we hit more into the retreat. We are in Genesis chapter 9 moment. Last year was like a Genesis chapter 6, 5, 7, 8. Those who have ears, hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Now, what was the commandment God gave? He said, let's make mankind in our image, in our likeness. And when he made mankind, he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the. Please, let's go again. Be fruitful on the earth. Multiply on this earth and replenish this earth. You are not on this earth to just be a decoration. You are here to do something on this earth. Make this earth fruitful. So he took the man and put him in the garden. What did he tell the man to do? Come on, do something. Preserve this garden. Tend it. Keep it. Preserve this earth. So what are you doing on this earth? If you're asking yourself and you've been wondering, what's my purpose on this earth? Why am I here? Listen, you are here to make a difference on the earth. You are here to solve a problem on the earth. You are here to create solutions on the earth. Ask yourself, what solution can I create? Can you make people laugh? Do you know when last somebody laughed? Can you make people just realize that all hope is not lost? Can you share your story of how God took you through the valley of the shadow of death and God saw you through that situation? Can you share that and encourage somebody? Is there anything little? Can you go shopping for somebody who is helpless and can't shop for themselves? Can you just do something, make a difference? That's what we're talking about. You don't have to stand on any pulpit. Where you are is your pulpit. Where you are is the domain that God has given you. The next commandment, right, was be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. And when he was talking about have dominion, have subdue, he didn't say we should dominate another human being. No, the dominion was not over another human being. If you are planning to do something so that other human beings can be subservient to you, you are making a big mistake. That is the ambition we are talking about. That is not a vision from God. And please don't try and cloak it, because the end of every ambition is self. It's never God. Oh, I want to build 3 skyscrapers, give people houses to live in and all that. Listen, if you search your heart and let God expose your heart, you are building those 3 skyscrapers so that you can be rich. So that you can make money. So that you can exploit people. It's nothing to do with God. Please don't cloak it like that. But if God gives you a vision, I want you to build 3 skyscrapers. Of course, people will pay you for it. But at the back of your mind, you are creating a homelessness solution, solving the problem of homelessness. That way, God is glorified. That's what we're talking about. We'll look from next week on 2 things that can hinder us from manifesting the glory of God on the earth. And let me just do the intro. Number 1 is compromise, and number 2 is incomplete obedience. We're going to pray at this point. Compromise. What do I mean by compromise? Where we settle for less. Where circumstances push us to not do exactly what we said we would do. Let me use Shindara as an example. When she said, after hearing a message, I'm going to use my talent. What are my talents? I've got leadership skills. I've got teaching skills. And I'm good in maths. And she said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to teach the younger children after me, share what I know, help my lesson teacher. And you don't really will understand what she did there. Because you see, one of the things I'm learning is it takes a child most times to understand another child. We adults think we do. And that's why some of us don't listen to our children. Even God that made you and I listens to us. He says, come, let us reason together. That's even God. Some of us are just dominating everything, dominating people, having dominion, subduing. You subdue your children, you subdue your wife, you subdue your husband, you subdue your workmates, you subdue people in your department, you subdue people. Even in the church, that's all you're about. You are not serving, you are just subduing, having dominion. That is not God. Listen, Shindara, okay, I'm going to do this. And the reason why I'm doing it, because I had a message saying that I should use my talent, what I have, to be a blessing to other people. Because if I don't do that, I realize that that would be wicked of me. So she decides to do it. She contacts her lesson teacher. I want to just show us an example of what compromise is. Oh, lovely, Shindara. Awesome. So you want to do that? Beautiful. Okay, Shindara, for you to do that, we start at 7 a.m., which means you have to wake up at 6 a.m. every day. Immediately, Shindara hears that. I have to, you mean this is the price I have to pay to do what I want to do? Sir, you know, don't let me teach them in the morning. Let just tell them to come to me when they have problems. That is a compromise. Because the original thing you said you would do was to teach. Now, because you heard of what is the price you are going to pay, you now compromise. Circumstances, situations makes us to compromise. I will show us next week. The Bible tells us about Abraham. God told him to leave. I will show you where you're going. And by the way, the reason, the purpose of his leaving was not for Abraham. Even though God said, I will bless you, but the ultimate aim of God was to bless the earth. He said the families on the earth. The blessing is for the earth to make a difference in the people's lives. Listen, famine all of a sudden happened. And the Bible said, Abraham went down to Egypt. That was a huge compromise. I will show us from there next week the consequences of compromise. Let us pray. Lord, we're just going to pray quickly three things. What are the things I have not done that I said I would do this year, 2021? Holy Spirit, the Bible says, you will bring things to my remembrance. What are the things, Lord, you have actually told me to do? And please don't cloak that. That, oh, well, maybe it's not God that told me to do it, that's why I've not done it. Listen, the fact that you thought it, you don't need to hear a voice. We've just learned how different ways God speaks to us. The fact that you thought it is a sign you can do it. But you compromised because when you heard the price you were going to pay. Holy Spirit, remind me of these things. And help me, give me the grace at least to start the process. To start the process. Is there a journey I have begun and I abandoned? I will not fail to bring the church in, because if I don't, I will be compromising what God has laid in my heart, because I'm looking at people's faces. I've promised myself I will never look at anybody's face again. Some of you said you will do so and so and do this and do that in the service of God in the church. I'm not mincing words. Have you done it? Can we count on you? Because if you are not faithful in God's business, I can guarantee you, this is Bible, you will struggle in your own personal business. Lord, are there some things I ought to do? Give me fresh instructions on what I need to do before this year ends. But listen, if you have not obeyed the last instruction, you stand the danger of not receiving fresh ones from God. Because God does not waste resources. If he has told you to do something and you are asking for more new things to do, it's not going to happen. And Lord, instruct me about my life. Just show me the picture of my life. Show me the picture of my life and what I need to do. Your purpose, your plan for my life. For my life. Please, let's just take some time to pray.